Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And we're going right to the front lines of history in the making. Kind of a sad thing. This angers me. Something like one third of Wisconsin's wolves were killed as a result of actions by Donald Trump and by a very conservative Republican-leaning judge in this state. In the waning hours of the Trump presidency, Trump's Fish and Wildlife Group delisted wolves, delisted them as endangered species. Before I get into the wolves, I'm going to the lines. Jean of Eau Claire, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Jean?
Good morning. Is it nice if I bring up a subject that's just been really disconcerting to me? And, you know, we can really no longer refer to the Republicans that, you know, voted Trump as the Trumpster Party. We really need to call them what they are, and it's neo-fascist. And, you know, the Republicans refused to investigate the January 6th attack and insurrection, you know, on our Capitol and on our representatives and all those in the Capitol. And they said no to investigations. And in my opinion, they refused at that point in time, you know, to participate. And therefore, really, in my opinion, they should not even be allowed to participate. They've demonstrated, you know, a clear, you know, and present danger by their refusal to even investigate what happened. And, you know, the people that will be on this committee will are representatives who take their oath seriously and the Constitution seriously and the responsibility to protect the United States from enemies, you know, abroad and within our country. And they should be the ones conducting this investigation. This is not a partisan witch hunt, as people like to play around with that word, because the facts are that the people with a D after their name demonstrated that they're true patriots, and they take their position seriously, and those with a R after their name have demonstrated outright protest, denial, subversion tactics to prevent access to the truth. And they demonstrate by their actions and words and denial of the actions that happened right before our very eyes. They should not be allowed to step foot in those investigations, because personally, I don't trust them. And I think that they are a danger, current present danger to our country. So that's my opinion, and for what it's worth, but it's alarming. It's alarming. They should be locked up. Anybody that pulls that kind of stuff, and they need to be investigated, and especially those Republicans that demonstrate they knew about it somewhat, you know, and also the people that got it going, you know, like right. That Mo. I can't remember his name, the one I think from down south.
Mo Brooks.
Yes, yes. And Holly and, you know, our favorite guy, Cruz. And, you know, seriously, you know, all the people. I mean, I watched that again and again, you know, of the rally to get the people going. I don't care who you were, but that would rile people up. They're really good at hitting at the guts of people and their emotions and get them all riled. And it's you know, it's
right.
It should be outlawed. You know what I mean, Matt?
Yeah, no, listen, Gene, that was a powerful statement, and I have not heard it expressed better than you just did. And let me kind of comment on that, what you just said, and support it 100%. Remember, they are starting to call the Republican caucus in the House the Sedition Caucus. The Republican Party has so badly damaged its reputation, it may not be recoverable. They are a neo-fascist party. You said it. You said it on this air, and I support you 100%. When you have a group of insurrectionists who come up there, injure 130 cops, but gouge the eye out of a cop, stab him with a pole, beat them up. You know, these poor cops are standing there trying to guard the Capitol. People go up and punching them in the stomach and the chest, and they're not responding because they're afraid that they'd be trampled to death. They'd be beaten to death. They'd be shot. And then you have one of them, as they break in, about to murder members of Congress, an officer fires his weapon, a woman dies, and you have members of Congress, at least one member, actually a number of members who want that agent identified, that cop, one who wants them criminally prosecuted for guarding them, and then lying about this and saying that these were just tourists, and then giving them tours, and then saying this is 1776. The Sedition Caucus was part of the insurrection. And you're right. Nancy Pelosi did a good job, a very good job, in putting the select committee together. She appointed one Republican, Liz Cheney. I want to see Adam Kinzinger on there. You know, I want to see people like that, but that takes Kevin McCarthy under the resolution to appoint him. And Kevin McCarthy is untrustworthy. Kevin McCarthy is not honest. And Kevin McCarthy is doing his best to subvert this. He is the leader of the Sedition Caucus in the House. And Moscow Mitch is the leader of the Sedition Caucus in the Senate. And I think on the long run in American history, when people look back, when people and everybody's great, great grandchildren's age group, which will be 150 years from now, are taking American history courses, they'll look back and say, this is the start of the destruction of the Republican Party. It exists only to damage Democratic incumbents, keep power for the benefit of their donors, and slowly destroy our democracy. Now, I want to get back quickly to the wolves. The wolves. So the wolves were an endangered species. Trump took them off. His Fish and Wildlife Service took them off days before he was out of office. You know, that lag between November 3rd and January 20 shouldn't exist. The new president should be sworn in a lot quicker than that, because this idiot went out and he enacted a lot of executive orders and he had agencies do things that were very damaging. So it comes back. They're delisted wolves as endangered species. And the DNR goes, well, all right, this pressure for a wolf hunting season, you know, we don't like it, but okay, we'll set it for November. It's supposed to be for November, this November, along with deer season. And the right wing goes to a right wing judge, Republican leaning judge, who goes, no, it has to be right away in February. Where's his authority to say that? He's not a scientist. He doesn't know anything about herd management, pack management, wolf management, fish management. But no, pulls it right out of thin air. You know, guys do this kind of stuff. The problem with a wolf season in February is you get pregnant female wolves. And you don't give the wolf population enough time to replenish itself. That's why the DNR wanted it in November. The DNR has people with degrees in game and fish management. They have people who are of expertise. They have biologists. But no, nobody paid attention to them. So they let everybody out. A bunch of yahoos go out there in February. And the judge did let the DNR set a numerical limit on wolves. And they set a limit of 119. There's still too many. You know, pregnant wolves get shot. It's the breeding season. Okay. Terrible. But let me ask you a question. You have all these hunters out there in the woods. How do you make sure they only shoot 119 wolves? Are you kidding me? In February? They blew away 218 wolves, almost double the count right away. Right away, they killed 218 wolves, including pregnant wolves. Finally, the DNR shut it down the judge didn't have the guts to say, why don't you kill every wolf in the state? They killed a third of them. A third of them have been killed, not only in this hunt, but also by poachers. People just go out and kill them. They kill them. Surprised they don't kill German shepherds. Anybody that looks like a wolf, they kill. And what's happening is that is interfering with the scientific management of game and fish management. It just is. It's wrong. It's very wrong. And we need to have the wolves put back as an endangered species, quite frankly. They have not revived to the point where they can be taken off. Donald Trump took them off. Joe Biden's EPA and Fish and Wildlife and the rest of them. Anybody with an environmental influence has been asked to put in their 2 cents and have Biden put them back on. And that is pending. But, you know, the one thing, you know, science, they've attacked science, the Republicans have in COVID. They've attacked it in climate change. Now they're attacking it with animals and wolves. Why don't you let science, scientists prevail? Why don't you let the DNR make these decisions? We're going to a break. The lines are still open. People are on the line. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.